It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
I don't see very many stickers.
Oh, no.
I see Bobby, and I see Susie, and I see Wendell, but I don't see a lot of stickers. Yes, we can see you through the radio. It's been a long time since we've been able to do that. Sorry to just let you know now.
We have the technology.
We do. Today, Arizona votes. Arizona votes in the primary for a number of different offices.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've been listening or paying attention during the day, you may think to yourself, boy, I've heard that they had some problems in the morning. I waited until now at 5:16. I'm getting off of work. I'm going to drive to my voting place. Boy, I hope I don't run into problems.
Can I just blurt it out?
Yeah, go ahead.
They blew it again.
Mm.
Okay, so in 2016, right, when we had the presidential
preference primary?
Yes.
Yeah.
There weren't enough volunteers. There weren't enough places to vote, and people waited for like 5 hours. One person ate lunch and dinner in line.
If they did decide to wait.
True.
Yeah.
So that was a total and utter disaster. 2 years later, here's where we stand. 62 polling locations of 750 in Maricopa County didn't open on time today. So let me explain it further. If you got up in the morning and you wanted to go to a polling location because you know the only time that you can vote is in the morning, and 62 locations said, yeah, we're not ready, you didn't get to vote. Now maybe you've got to go pick the kids up. You've got to go take them to soccer practice.
Maybe you got to go get dinner.
Yeah, to go get dinner. And you know what? You showed up in the morning. You didn't get to vote. They blew it again. How do you blow it 2 years? How do you blow it all over? How does this happen?
It's amazing that they blew it, but in a different way.
In a different way, you're right. It's still they blew it.
Right. Yeah. Right. But what I'm saying is this isn't a repeat. This is different, and you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, wouldn't they have planned, wouldn't they have trained, wouldn't they have decided to, oh, I don't know, well, they did. They decided to have enough people, enough polling places. They forgot to plug in the machines in some places.
The machines were there.
They didn't plug them in.
But they didn't plug them in, so you couldn't use them. And here's the big question. When did they know that there was going to be a problem?
Right.
Was it at 6 in the morning? No, it was yesterday. So they learned that there were going to be issues for today's vote yesterday around 2 p.m. And then you go into the evening and you're thinking, oh, crap, this is not going to work out real well tomorrow. The guy who's in charge of this is Adrian Fontes.
Yeah.
And he said that he realized by the evening that, and I quote,
you mean yesterday evening?
It was going to be a real problem.
Oh,
Monday
geez.
Evening. So he said only about 70 of the 100 technicians contracted to set up the machines at individual polling sites showed up. So what they had to do was quickly train and deploy workers once they learned of these issues Monday afternoon. You know, I got to tell you, the date is August 28th.
We do this every 2 years.
It's been on the calendar.
Right.
It's not changed. I don't know why you're setting crap up the day before. I don't get it. I don't know why you do that.
It is interesting, too, that they thought about, okay, why don't we petition the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to petition the Superior Court and extend the polling hours.
Oh, geez, because we can't get our crap together to get people to vote.
And we want people to have the opportunity to vote, because what we don't want to have are people accusing Arizona of waiting it one side or the other,
right,
which could happen.
And this is why Arpaio is going to win the Senate race.
So the Board of Supervisors got together and basically, and I'm paraphrasing,
mm-hmm,
we're not going to bail you out. You had enough time, you had enough money, it ain't up to us to bail you out.
Didn't they put in millions of dollars to fix all this garbage?
$3.9 million for new technology last fiscal year, appropriate almost $20 million for elections this fiscal year, so there is no shortage of resources. This is from their statement.
Mm-hmm.
Now the board is being asked to step in and take unprecedented action that may confuse voters, delay returns, have other unintended consequences. Nope. They're open till 7, and that's it.
Yeah. Adrian Fontes, Maricopa County Recorder. We had him booked a couple times today. They bailed on us. Obviously, they're busy, and they're in a major crap storm.
Right.
Did we get caught a little bit by surprise and a little bit flat-footed? Yes. Is it a big negative for voters? Unfortunately for some voters, yes. And that's why we're talking about this and hoping that we can get to 100% before the end of the day.
I don't know how you fix this.
And then he didn't hang up the phone, and all we heard on the other line was,
the panic scream.
Right, exactly.
Why can't Arizona just figure out how to get...
I hate to be that guy.
Don't say it.
But
don't say
I'm going to be that guy.
You're going to say it. Don't say it.
Mail it in, people. You don't have to go to the polls.
Oh, geez.
You don't have to get up early. You don't have to stay late. You don't have to get there.
Oh, well, we haven't plugged in the machine. We can't take your vote.
Mail it in. Why didn't you mail it in?
80% of people mailed it in. How many more people do you want?
I don't feel sorry for the 20% that didn't. When you have the opportunity to use the United States Postal Service started by Benjamin Franklin, the guy on the $100 bill,
yeah,
you didn't do it. You wanted to show up at the poll. You wanted to get a sticker. You're Pavlovian in that sense. And guess what? You get what you get. So I don't have any sympathy for you.
Oh.
You could have mailed it in like we do every day on this show.
Oh.
You chose not to. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. This should push more people to mail in their votes than ever flipping before.
Question. Yes. Is Russia...
What?
Yes. Follow me. Is Russia a greater threat to our elections? Or are we a greater threat to our elections?
Okay.
Because forget Russia. Russia's like, I don't need to do anything to you guys.
Right.
You screw it up already all by yourself.
Is the project of digging into Arizona going well? We don't have to, comrade.
We don't have to do anything.
We don't have to do nothing.
They screw up all by themselves.
They don't mail it in.
Hail Putin.
Hail Putin?
Well, I don't know.
You knew there were problems, and you didn't sound the alarm.
Nope.
And man!
People showed up, and...
What happened?
Yeah.
We didn't plug in the machine, so we can't take your vote. Sorry.
See,
well,
you wanted... Shame on you. You know what? Shame on you. You wanted to crap on the 20% of people who did not mail in their ballots.
Whoa!
And all they wanted...
I didn't say crap on them. I don't have sympathy for them.
And all they wanted was to vote and get a sticker. Everyone likes a sticker. I don't care how old you are.
Well...
You can be 50 years old, 20 years old, 105 years old. A sticker is always cool.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Right.
Then they ought to put the stickers in the ballots and mail them to you so you can get your sticker in your ballot in the mail.
All right. If you're going to try and vote, good luck. Coming up next.
We'll let you know if anything happens.
Oh, man. There's going to be lawsuits. You know, people are going to say, well, I lost the election because no one could vote for me in the morning.
You joke about that.
I'm not joking.
But I'm telling you, I hope to God none of these races are close because that's exactly what's going to happen.
All right. Today is primary election day in Arizona. Good luck if you voted. Good luck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Question.
Yeah.
Could a pervert, a serial speeder, and a racist all get reelected in Arizona? Next.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos. Arizona's afternoon news, 92.3 FM. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, Mac, my neighbor Rex has a problem with you ripping him because he's actually going to vote right now.
Good for him.
He also just texted me. He gets a lollipop there, too.
Great for him. Don't come crying to me when you can't vote because the machine wasn't plugged in. I'll give you a lollipop if you want.
Don't be ripping the 20% of people who like to go get a sticker and a lollipop.
Mm.
All right. Arizona votes. Maybe.
Yeah, right.
If they could get their crap together. I don't know. They've only had 2 years. I have a question.
Yeah.
You know, people are voting for who's going to face Governor Ducey.
True.
People are voting for who's going to
take Jeff Flake's seat.
That's right. Could a pervert, a serial speeder, and a racist all get reelected in Arizona?
Let's find out.
Let's find out. There are three candidates who are trying to be around in November, okay? Mm-hmm. Three candidates. Could a pervert, a serial speeder, and a racist all get reelected? Let's go with our first one. Mac, tell us about Don Shooter.
Don Shooter, a once powerful Yuma lawyer, lawmaker, sorry, is running less than 7 months after he was kicked out of the Arizona House of Representatives after an investigation found that he sexually harassed women in the state capitol and outside of the state capitol.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Don Shooter. He is the pervert that we're discussing at this very second. Could he actually win a primary?
Yes. Unfortunately, I think he could because he's been a lawmaker from Yuma for so long, and we've seen this before with other politicians. They can – the humans, get it? The humans down there
– I like that.
In Yuma, they say, no, you don't understand. And we say, no, you don't understand. And they'll say, no, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. And they'll reelect this guy because he has them duped.
Okay, so Don Shooter has to run in a primary against other Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Can he make it out tonight and face somebody in November? I will say this. He will lose tonight, Mac, because I have faith in the humans.
Okay.
And you think he's going to win.
I've been to Yuma. I don't.
Oh.
Again.
You know, why don't you?
Hot take, huh? No, again. Yuma's a nice town, but these people have been duped for so long.
You think they're going to be okay with a sexual harasser
I didn't say that.
To the Arizona State Senate?
A vote yes does not mean you condone and or accept.
I think it does. I think if you vote for this guy, you are accepting and condoning that, don't you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I
not
do.
Not in most cases.
Hmm. Okay.
A lot of people voted for Bill Clinton knowing who he was. And they still voted for him because
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, great example too, because he had an R after his name, or we needed to drain the swamp, or whatever. We've seen it before.
Could a pervert, a serial speeder, and a racist all get reelected? Mac, tell us about serial speeder Paul Mosley.
Representative Mosley from Lake Havasu City is running for re-election after he was widely criticized for evoking legislative immunity to avoid a speeding ticket and then bragged to the cop, oh, I've gone faster than this. You know what the sound of speed is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the sound of me breaking the law.
Does Paul Mosley, serial speeder, does he win re-election, at least on the Republican side today?
This is a little different because other stuff came out about Paul Mosley after the speeding incident. He doesn't talk to women very respectfully. He doesn't treat women, especially those who have children and who are working.
He thinks women should be at home with their babies
forces his views on people as though, well, everybody should agree with me. That's a little different.
He has three opponents in the GOP contest today.
I think he wins.
Max says he wins. I'm going with a loss. Paul Mosley will be defeated tonight.
And maybe he'll speed back home then, right?
You know, that's not all that funny.
Okay.
It wasn't your best line.
No.
All right, so we've been through a pervert, Don Shooter,
a
serial speeder,
Mosley.
Paul Mosley.
Mm-hmm.
How about a racist? Mac, tell us about a racist!
Well, I'll tell you about this racist. David Stringer.
David Stringer.
From Prescott. He was a high-profile Republicans called for the Republican to resign this summer after he said immigration is a threat that will change the face of the United States because there aren't enough white kids to go around.
He's also the guy that said teachers have a second job so they could buy a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe one for their kid that they put in the bathtub.
Maybe.
But I mean, all right, David Stringer, racist, not enough white kids, okay.
All right, this is a little different in that you can vote for Don Shooter and say, I don't agree with the way he treats or disrespects women. But if you vote for David...
I don't get that, but...
Right. But if you vote for David Stringer, you're basically saying, I approve of racism.
Well, what's the difference between voting for Stringer and voting for Shooter? I don't get it.
Urban Meyer kept his job. Sexual assault is not taken seriously in this country as it should. But racism, you do not want to be either thought of or 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon associated with a racist.
But you think he's going to win.
I do.
And I do too, unfortunately.
Because he's in Prescott and he is talking to his base.
Yeah.
And he was talking to people in his base when he said that comment. And notice, nobody booed.
Yeah.
Nobody booed.
I'm rooting for Yuma. Let's get that pervert out. Come on, Prescott. Get that David Stringer.
Now that's a bumper sticker. Come on, Yuma. Vote that pervert out. That's a bumper sticker.
All right. So we'll find out if the votes are ever counted.
We'll find out next Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Don Shooter, pervert.
Mm-hmm.
Alonzo Mosley, FBI.
No.
Paul Mosley.
Serial speeder.
See if he wins tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And David Stringer, not enough white kids in schools. Yeah. Boy, we didn't even get to the guy who killed his mother. Crying out loud.
Oh, that guy down in Tucson.
Arizona, welcome to politics.
Yeah, I'm the good guy with a gun.
Yeah.
Shot my mom through the eye.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Becky Lynn. She'll probably have the latest on Votergate 2018.
Yeah, the polls are still open. They'll stay open till 7.
Good luck.
Roll the dice.
That's next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
I'm horrified.
Good luck. Good luck voting. Oh, you're not horrified at that, are
no,
you?
No, I'm going to play you something here. I'm horrified.
Okay.
Arizona votes today, or at least people are trying.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
Found out something.
Yeah, no one else has this problem.
Yeah.
It's Maricopa County. So if you're just joining us, you know, there were, what, 60?
Over
62 polling locations.
Out of 750.
In Maricopa County that didn't open on time for one reason or another. And they knew there was a problem yesterday. They messed it today pretty good.
They did. They knew it was going to be a problem. They said nothing to anybody in charge. And you'll say, okay, Mac and Gatos, that's a low number. It's only about 8% of the polling place. We can't afford to have a screw up. And we asked somebody who knows much more than us. And did this happen anywhere else in Arizona? Nope, just Maricopa County. Are you serious?
Yeah, and especially what happened in 2016 with the
presidential preference primary.
Right, three-piece.
Yep.
That mess where people were waiting 5 hours to vote and couldn't get in. So here we all over again.
Helen Purcell is just sitting back, drinking a glass of Merlot,
yep,
and just laughing her.
Not too easy, is it?
Buttocks. Right, right. Yeah. Good luck when you're hauled in front of the commission.
Well, Jeff Flake, his seat for the Senate is open.
Correct.
Who does he want to win? Who would he like to see win?
Okay.
No-brainer, right?
Well, you would think it would be one of the three people.
Yeah, I think McSally will win. I hope she does. That's the only shot that obviously Republicans have to hold onto the seat. But it's even difficult then.
Wait a minute.
It's even difficult then. So Jeff Flake is saying if Martha McSally were to win, and she will, she's going to win this very easily.
The primary,
yes, by at least 20 points. That's probably going to happen because she's running against sewage and garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You pick which one.
Right.
You know.
But notice he said it's still hard to win.
It sounds like he thinks that cinema, the Democrat, is going to take it in November.
Man, if I'm on the Democrat side, I take and run with that.
I would do an ad with it. I do an ad.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
even Jeff Flake doesn't think the Republicans can win.
Right.
Vote Democrat. Ta-da.
Now, one person who's going to get maybe three votes is Joe Arpaio.
We talked about this with our boss off the air. I think it'll be single digits when all is said and done.
9%
the percentage, 8 to 9%.
Did you hear what he said today?
About?
Listen to this.
Do you think John McCain was a patriot?
Yes.
Oh, by the way.
A hero?
By the way.
Mm-hmm.
This was just what, yesterday?
Yesterday or today?
This was yesterday. This is coming off the heels of John McCain's passing,
right,
of, you know, Trump lowering and raising, lower and raising. Listen to what Arpaio says yesterday.
Do you think John McCain was a patriot?
Yes.
A hero?
That's hard for me to answer.
Why?
Why? Because I never had a hero in my life until several months ago I woke up.
No.
And after 75 years,
no,
I found my hero.
No.
You know who that person
no.
is?
No, don't say it.
Donald Trump.
No!
Come on! Are you that delusional and desperate for votes that you will not acknowledge that John McCain is a hero and the only hero you've had after 75 years of becoming woke or whatever? We know it's not Delicious Donut. We know it's not a Shopkins. Is Donald Trump?
Here's the thing.
New low. New low.
Yeah. You can vote for Donald Trump. You know, everybody says, oh, how, you know, you who could vote for that? It was either him or Hillary. Pick one. Pick one of the two. Bad choices,
right?
Pick your poison, right. Okay. There are things about Donald Trump that I feel, you know, make my skin crawl. Okay? But I do think he's done some good things as president. He's also stepped in a pile of crap very often.
Made his own mess.
But there's one thing Donald Trump is not, and Donald Trump is not a hero. Donald Trump is far from a hero. Donald Trump could end up being a good president. Never know. But he ain't no hero.
Correct.
That's the one thing. Listen, I can get behind Donald Trump on North Korea. I can get behind Donald Trump on taxes. On the economy.
On using a speakerphone. Oh, maybe not.
On the stock market. That's fine. But
he ain't no hero.
Not a hero by any stretch of the imagination, Joe Arpaio.
A new low.
I mean, come on. You could say you hate John McCain's politics.
Right.
That man's still a hero, though, because he went to war and he was tortured and he didn't go anywhere until his guys went home first. That's a hero.
All right, coming up, polls close at 7. We are live at 8 o'clock with Jim Sharp and a roundtable discussion about the primaries. Until next time.
Great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.